Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing pretty good. I hear you really loud. I think we're recording around the same level, but you're pretty loud in the cans.
You think so?
No?
Not in my cans, it seems like okay. I'm lower than you.
Really?
You're so loud. How come?
No, I'm not. Trying to be quiet.
I know we're trying to be quiet because your wife is sleeping.
She is. She's doing sleeping in the studio anyway.
Sleeping.
Doop-doop-doop. Backwards guitar and everything in there.
Oh, yeah. They had fun recording.
Speaking of backwards guitar, do you realize how your urine smells when you eat...
Asparagus.
Asparagus, yeah.
What's that?
I'm just enjoying that for the second day in a row from eating it yesterday. It's kind of neat.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that.
No, eh?
Usually you eat it and like... It's funny thing is how fast it gets from your mouth to your...
Yeah, yeah.
Your pee, yeah.
Pee-pee.
Because it's like instantaneous, like 20 minutes after you're done eating dinner, you got to go hang a leak and wow, it's there already.
Yeah. It's fast.
Yeah. So you enjoy that. You like that smell.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. It's different. This one is different than what I've previously smelled. I wonder if it's different, how you marinate it or, the quality of the asparagus.
I think it's quality asparagus.
Asparagus, is it? EX. Speaking of asparagus, we're pre-recording the show.
Holy moly. He's just, my head hurts already. Yes, we are pre-recording, which is probably going to happen a bunch of times this summer.
Uh-oh, here we go. What is this, a bogey golf tour tomorrow, or what's going on?
No, that's on Monday, but I got to practice.
Oh, okay.
So, I got to practice, because, you know, I won the last one.
You guys practicing pretty early on a Sunday? Because I know you're going to see them Crooked Vultures, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Dan,
whole band?
The whole band going to see him?
Yeah.
No, just Dan and I.
Okay. And anybody else? Like your
and
wife
everybody
and
else.
Kim going and...
Kim is going.
Kids, no?
And no kids.
Okay.
You can't be, you got to be 19 and older to get into Caesars Windsor.
Okay.
What's that place called? Coliseum.
Coliseum, yeah.
And who else is going? So Dan, Cora, me, and Kim, and another couple that Dan's bringing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's coming as well. But Dan's got a room at the...
as always.
At the casino.
He always gets a room.
He's a high roller.
Does he do some gambling too?
Oh, yeah. He loves it, eh? Yes, he does. I probably went to Vegas with Dan before I was married. I'm going to say 10 times.
I could see him like in Vegas with a colorful shirt on and just really going at it and enjoying a nice Vegas style drink and the whole thing.
Vegas style drink. Living it up. That's a rock glass with ice and some booze. That's a Vegas style drink there.
Something sticking out of it, maybe.
Straw.
There you go.
This isn't the Caribbean. It's Vegas.
Well, yeah.
Baby. Yeah. Dan's, and I think he got that from his dad. Which, as you heard in last week's show, he got the hunting from his dad,
mm-hmm.
and now he got the gambling from his
dad. Nice interview, by the way, yeah. Always joy listening to Dan, whether he's singing or talking.
Yeah, he's got some dulcet tones, that's for sure. So, yeah, that should be fun. I'm going golfing in the morning.
Oh, golfing. Okay, golfing and practice and the concert.
No practice.
You said practice.
We're not practicing tomorrow.
Oh, you said you had practice tomorrow.
I have to practice golfing for the Bogey Golf Tour on Monday.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a band rehearsal of some kind.
Oh, I see. No. I see. That was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I'm in band mode because
you had
the
practice
rehearsal
today.
This morning. Yeah.
You hold rehearsals.
Yeah. It's more like official-like.
Yeah,
it was a band practice.
Band practice. Yeah. As if...
We're practicing right now for the rehearsals that'll be coming up.
Actually,
our rehearsals will be more of the real deal, you know, with a real kit and a real environment.
Right. Name of the band.
Because we don't do that as often. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, jeffreydavid.ca.
Jeffrey David. No plurals on there.
No.
Okay.
I think you've even mentioned that, said it with plural before.
Right.
But yeah, that's the gist of it.
And you'll probably find some musical samples at jeffreydavid.ca.
That's right. And everywhere else. They're all over the place.
Speaking of everywhere else, I finally dropped another Border City Radio podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah. I meant to throw that on my Twitter yesterday. I forgot.
Yeah. That might be sitting on one of my, in one of my, okay, I have not had iTunes open on the other computer where the podcasts are.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be cool. Anything, can you drop a hint of what you got on the show?
Oh, it's Derek Trucks Band.
Okay.
Anthony Gomes. Mm-hmm. And Key Theory.
Nice. I like Anthony Gomes.
Oh, yeah, he's
cool stuff.
Rocking dude.
Anything else going on we need to know about?
I'm going to work today. Whoa. Besides.
Okay, let's get rolling on here.
We're working on a Saturday is no fun. It's no
especially
fun.
On a Saturday night.
Saturday night, I know.
Whoa.
When the other shift's on afternoons, they don't work Saturday
I bet
nights.
You get out early. what are we wagering?
Coffee at Tim Hortons.
Okay.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Latest effort to stop oil leak hits a snag. They have trouble guiding all that stuff into whatever it is they're trying to guide it into, I guess.
Well, they had
the tube.
They had the whatever they call that thing. It was like a big metal concrete.
Some kind of cylinder.
That they stuck on top of it and then had the little funnel-like thing that was supposed to bring it up, but that didn't work.
It's a tube.
Now they want to send a tube down, yeah. Like a long, mile-long tube, and it's going to go over the leak, whatever, the old pipe that busted.
And now, aren't they using joysticks to guide robots? Some type of thingy down there, some mechanical thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. They should get some real men down there to move that thing around. Do the job right. Robots have taken over and taken all the jobs away, and they can't get the job done right with them?
I don't think you can't spend too much time down there.
No. It must be pretty deep, too. Is it deep?
A mile.
Deep sea?
Yeah, it's very deep. And what do they call that when you're down in the ocean?
Diving.
Too? No, when you're down there too long, what do you get?
Seasick.
The
you
bends.
Get waterlogged.
You get the bends.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
For yep. The bends. Isn't that a song by Whitey? For the bends.
We were thinking of...
She took me for the bends.
Yeah, I know what song you're talking
ends.
About.
The ends. The ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everclear?
Yeah, yeah. And here's some great news for you and I is Taco Bell's new $2 meal deals. Setting new standard for fast food. $2 meal deal. You get a whole meal for $2? Hits a new low today, Taco Bell. $2 combo meal.
We hit a new low. That's absolutely correct.
Dylan announced plans to roll out $2 meal deals that include a taco or burrito,
ding.
A medium soft drink,
ding.
And a bag of Doritos.
Really? A bag of Doritos?
The only national chain selling an entree, side dish, and drink for $2, a penny more than an iTunes video download.
Okay. It's funny how they totally...
Yeah, speaking of Taco Bell, iTunes.
Yeah,
hey,
you were doing that to me earlier.
That's right, yeah. And I'm still doing it via USA Today.
They got a picture of like an old Taco Bell there. They don't look like that anymore.
I wonder what the deal was to be...
It's a $2 deal.
But to actually
up.
Put iTunes in the thing
I
there.
Don't know.
I wonder if that has something to do because subconsciously, like to me, I just thought, wow, a cheap $2 meal from Taco Bell and download a movie and watch.
Exactly.
That's what goes through your head right away. Oh, food in a movie. Dinner in a movie. Right there. Boom. iTunes. Why didn't I think of that? Right on my Apple TV or mobile device, whatever. See, I wonder if there's something going on there where they, you know, hey,
I want, do you really
we
wonder,
want you to do this.
Seriously?
Do
that. Especially that's
maybe
kind
Apple's
of,
behind the $2 meal.
That is so blatant. It's brutal.
Something. And then it's certainly thinking outside the bun, says Bob Sandelman. I don't know if I'd trust a guy named Sandelman. Didn't he work for Birkenstock? No, couldn't have been him. CEO of the restaurant research firm Sandelman and Associates.
I think he worked for Crocs for
oh,
all
he
day.
Works at Sandelman and Associates? Sandelman? I'm sure McDonald's will be watching with interest. And I just heard that McDonald's is coming out with tacos and burritos. No, I'm kidding. Wouldn't that be something, though? That'd be the end of Taco Bell, I betcha.
Well, I think in some locations they do sell that kind of food. Not necessarily, you know, they might have a McBurrito or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they do cater to local food, you know what I mean? In a very related story, Tim Hortons is looking to follow the lead of McDonald's and Starbucks with a plan for worldwide expansion. Promising shareholders at the company's annual general meeting a dramatically different company in 4 years. They're looking to expand beyond Canada and the United States. And they're also in, right now, they're also in Afghanistan and Iraq. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You don't see them that often in the U.S., really. Maybe some places, but I mean, like when we're in Michigan, you see them here and there.
Yeah.
Kind of scattered.
Yeah, they're not as dominant. Like, they're not, you can't drive every 2 miles and find one, but they're over there.
Here, they're all over the place. More so than Starbucks, even.
Oh, yeah, for
really
sure.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, that's pretty cool. So what's the domination, though? What are they going to serve? Did you mention McDonald's in there?
No.
Are they going to have hamburgers?
Taking the lead of McDonald's. No, it's going to be the same menu. Okay. I mean, it may not be the same menu, but...
They're always adding something here and there eventually. You know?
But they want to go into other countries. That's the deal. They want to expand. And the guy's saying, well, you know, everybody's saying the logical choice is to go to China or go to India where the population is really dense. But he said, we're going to not base our decisions just solely on population. We're going to put some thought into where we're going and how we're going to implement our new locations. But...
Well, I would think that you want to think about population because the more people, the more money, pretty much.
Yes, you can put it in a densely populated area no matter what, I guess. It depends. Like, you know, 20 years ago, they wouldn't have put a Tim Hortons in Bell River. Let's put it that way. Like, Bell River's a small town where I grew up. But they're so dominant now that you put a Tim Hortons in Bell River, and people are going to go there.
Yeah, they'll go anywhere. But it's going to be different in a different country.
Exactly.
When they get wind that, you know, it's an American company, then they're going to go. They want to be Americanized. Let's go to an American coffee shop.
Americanized.
Any other news from you?
Quite possibly. In a little local news, I always like to put in the local news. Last night,
the local Windsor, news with Lippo.
Local news with the Windsor Spitfires is the local junior hockey team here in Windsor, and they won the All Ontario Championship. It's called the OHL Championship.
Ontario Hockey League.
Ontario Hockey League. And within Canada, there are three major leagues. There's the Western League, the Ontario Hockey League, and the one out west, I think it's called the Quebec Hockey League. And so those three leagues have a national championship.
Out west? Quebec?
No, there's the one out west, Western Hockey League, Ontario, and then the Quebec.
East.
East, yeah. But I know the word Quebec is in the league. I'm not sure what that's.
Quebec, eh?
But Moncton is the champion of that. So those three teams get together along with the host team, and they have the national championship. And last night was the first game, and the Windsor Spitfires just smoked the host team. It was like 9-3.
Good for us.
9-3.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I like rooting on the Spitfires because they were in that barn forever. They had that same old owner. They just didn't seem to have nothing going for them. Now they got a new arena, new owners, and they're just smoking hot.
Right.
And the star of that team is Taylor Hall, and he goes to the same high school as my son.
I was just going to say, he's got to be a young kid. High school. Isn't that something? He'll probably be in the NHL and be
next
how
year.
Old? 18.
18 years old.
Yeah, that's incredible, eh?
Yep.
Wow. He'll
probably go to the
Such
junior team.
Such a career and big money at that age.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And he's amazing. Like, if you see the moves he makes, it's like, what the hell did he do there? It's crazy. But anyway.
I was making some moves in high school.
Were you? And what moves were those? Oh, you were learning how to undo bras with one hand.
No. art class, sculpturing and things like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You were an artiste, were you?
I was.
He fancies himself an artist.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
Getting into today's topic.
I'm surprised you never mentioned any entertainment news.
Do you have entertainment news?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm just saying.
What are we talking about today on the show?
Prisons.
Ooh.
Save me from this prison.
There we go. Music Mayhem.
No.
Prisons. What is prison?
Have you ever been to prison?
Jail. No. Not yet, anyways.
Well, at this point,
there's still time.
You're too old to go to prison now, aren't you?
Well, no. I'd just be there for the rest of my life if I was. That's all.
Okay.
Because I'd make it a double life for sure. If I'm going down, I'm going down heavy.
You go, there's a song right there. Are you writing all these lyrics down?
Yeah. What was it? Going Down Heavy?
Going Down Heavy. There's, if I go to jail now, I'm going for life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all mine. Prison is a place in which people are physically confined and usually deprived of a range of personal freedoms. Other terms are penitentiary, correctional facility, and jail. Although in the United States, jail and prison refer to two different subtypes of correctional facility. Obviously, a jail seems more temporary and not as hardcore, and prison is the real deal.
You get put away to prison.
That's right.
That's an institution.
Yeah, you don't really get put away into jail.
No. And we have a jail here in Windsor.
We do have a jail. We don't have a prison.
And you never got put in there. You probably know a couple of friends that went there.
Yeah. A couple?
Yeah.
All of them.
And it's an old jail, too.
I'm the only one
too.
That wasn't in there yet.
Just till recently, they had the old facade on there, and they spelled jail G-A-E-L.
Yeah, that's... I see another spelling for jail as G-A-O-L.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Sorry.
But I think Amazon.com... Or no, Amazon.com. AOL probably put a stop to that. G-A-O-L. G-A-O-L? What's happening?
Because that's a cross between Google and AOL.
G-A-O-L.
Gale.
Hey.
We'll have a Gale.
The Flintstones.
Where am I?
So, yeah, that there is what a prison is, and we can talk about some of the history of prisons and some of the prisons, the design of the facilities, and the security and rehabilitation, along with prison ministry.
Prison ministry.
Thank God for prison ministry.
Some people.
What a cool name for a band. Prison Ministry.
Well, there was a band called Ministry.
Right. Was there ever a band called Prison? I don't think so.
Probably not.
No. So how about the history of prisons?
Sure.
For most of history, imprisoning has not been a punishment in itself, but rather a way to confine criminals until corporal or capital punishment was administered. So that's like death row and those kind of things, or you're put in prison. Now, I don't think people go to prison while they're waiting some big trial or whatever. That's isn't that generally just jail time of some kind, or a more minimal facility? Or is it actually go to prison and wait to go to...
No. Yeah, you're right. It's a temporary type thing.
Yeah. But once you're...
But that time served waiting for your trial or whatever will go towards your incarceration time.
Oh, that's not so bad then. They got it made.
Unless, of course, you beat the charges and then you were in there for nothing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How do you get that back?
How do you get it back? Well, then you got to sue them for the money that you would have lost and your reputation and all that crap.
Sounds like fun.
And then there's the guys who went to prison who were later found out that they didn't do the crime through DNA, because a lot of DNA
And some that have been in there for 25 years.
Exactly.
Wow. That would really, really suck.
It would really suck. I just saw a program very recently on that, how a guy was just totally bamboozled and the whole town went against him. It was about a teenage girl. She was last seen talking to a guy on the side of the road in a pickup truck. And it wasn't this guy, but they all, it was like, we got to find, it was like the town said, we got to put this guy away kind of thing. Whoever this bad man is.
Yeah, they had it out maybe for this guy too or something, or what was the...
No, he was a slow guy. That was a little slow. That was the whole problem. Very minimally slow too. A little overweight.
Did he end up suing after or something?
You know what he ended up doing?
Sued for bamboozlement.
He ended up becoming a big human right, like the rights of prisoners who want to find it.
Pretty good for a slow guy.
Yeah, when I say slow, I meant to, like, he wasn't, I don't know, he just...
too passive maybe for something what happened or something?
The guy they had portray him in his younger years, he portrayed him as a relatively, I didn't do anything, that kind of guy.
Right, yeah.
So, that, and you don't know who put that show on, was the same guy, America's Most Wanted.
Oh, okay.
I forget that
guy. I don't remember the guy's name, but I remember the dude.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show.
Actually, it was America's Most Wanted, now that I think about it. Because the guy who actually did it, they know the guy.
Okay, right. So this was on America's Most Wanted, wasn't it? Okay, yeah, cool.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I digress.
There were prisons used for detention in Jerusalem in the Old Testament times. Dungeons were used to hold prisoners. Those who were not killed or left to die there often became galley slaves or faced penal transportations, whatever that is. Ouch. Transport your penis somewhere else. But you can see that this went, obviously prisons of some kind has been going on for a long, long time to confine people who've done wrong. Dungeons. Right.
The whole galley slave thing, that would drive you to suicide, wouldn't it?
Maybe it has done to some. Because
that just seems like...
Did suicide exist back then? Yeah,
it must have. Did suicide exist?
Only in the 19th century, beginning in Britain, did prisons as we know them today become commonplace. So 19th century Britain is where this all kind of originated, I guess, huh? In
the institutionalization
these days,
of
modern type prison.
Prisons, yeah.
The modern prison system was born in London as a result of the views of Jeremy Bentham. You know who that was?
No.
Me either.
It seems like a civilization thing. Like, you know, we become more civil. So this is the civil thing to do with bad people. We're going to put them in some place where maybe they can rehabilitate themselves and become useful members of society somehow. Or it's a place where we can civilly treat these people and keep them out of society because they're bad kind of thing, you know.
At that time, it was revolutionary that the notion of prisoners being incarcerated as part of their punishment and not simply as a holding state until trial or hanging.
Oh, is that right?
So
we're just going to lock you up. That's it.
Yeah.
This is your punishment. You don't get to mingle with society anymore.
No more mingling. And we'll come back with the facility design. That'll be exciting. So male and female prisoners are typically kept in separate locations or separate prisons altogether.
You know, if they weren't, a lot more people would be in prison. No, I'm just kidding.
A prison accommodation, especially modern prisons in the developed world, that would be us here in the West.
You speak for yourself.
Are often divided into wings.
Let's fly out of here, dude.
Known as halls. Not to be confused with mentalyptus.
Or kids in the hall.
New kids on the block. Isn't that coming to the Coliseum? New kids?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to go see them, I can get you tickets.
Oh, yeah. No. let's see. Many prisons are divided into two sections, one containing prisoners before trial and the other containing convicted prisoners. Okay. So that's exactly what we were talking about, where I didn't think that they'd be, you know. So prison has that part of the facility.
Some do. Depends on
holding area.
Depends on where the prison is.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because a lot of prisons down south, they just put them out in a field, you know. Like the prison is just a big, you know,
put them out to work and everything.
Yeah, so they're working out in the fields and into, you know, whatever. But if it's a trial thing, well then, I have to think, if there's something in the city or nearby the court, that's where you're going to be held.
So this sounds more like a country club to me than anything else. Nice main entrance, religious facilities in them, educational facility, gyms, an exercise yard, a healthcare facility or hospital built right in, segregation unit, the blocks or isolation cells. Now, that wouldn't be fun. But some of this, I mean, service facilities for food and all that stuff.
Well, this is the modern design of prisons.
Sounds like fun.
Well, like I say, it's the modern. And why is these modern prisons like this?
Why?
Because
we pay for this.
We're paying private companies to run these prisons. And the prison, the people who run the prisons, have the inmates work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sell their goods or they provide a service for another company.
Maybe we should open up a prison.
You joke, but that's what a lot of companies are thinking. Let's open up a prison.
Big JD and Lippo prison.
It's not free labor, but you got to do all this other.
Scab.
There's no unions. They show up to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lateness.
Nope. Or you get your bottom beat. Whatever. Or other things done to it.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this is an employer that doesn't have to pay.
Right.
So is it advantageous for more people to be in these prisons? Well, yeah, they want them to be full to the max. Let's make use of every square.
Let's make them all bigger.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's why they're putting him where they're putting him now. So there is always room for expansion. Let's not put it somewhere where we are going to be locked into a certain, you know, size of
into a 20-year deal.
20-year deal, yeah. A lifetime deal.
Prisons are normally surrounded by fencing, walls, earthworks, geographical features, or other barriers to prevent escape. Although there are sometimes escapes. I don't know if we'll have quite enough time to get into all the escapes, but you can watch that movie with Steve McQueen, The Great Escape.
There's The Great Escape.
Who was he escaping from? Was it Alcatraz?
No.
Or was it some World War II thing?
I don't think it was that. Or I'm thinking of Papillion.
Mm. That skunk?
Pepe Le Pew?
That was just a joke, yeah. And we want to talk about something that's important when talking about prisons, and that's security levels. We'll come right back to that. Yeah, prison security levels. That's something. There's some things there that I wouldn't have some terms that I never heard. And we'll start at the bottom, a pre-release, which is a custody level in which both design and construction as well as inmate classification reflect the goal of restoring
a person's freedom
to the inmate maximum responsibility and control of their own behavior and actions prior to the release. So that's like just a place to repair and send you back out kind of thing.
Yeah. And nice. I
pre-release.
Yeah, pre-release. So it's not not too... The security isn't very stringent.
It's below minimum. So minimum is actually the next one. And that's the lowest level of security to which an inmate can be assigned directly. In this type of prison is typically a prison farm, much like, I guess, what you were talking about, or other work-oriented facility, and is reserved for white-collar criminals.
Right. So if you're Martha Stewart or what's the guy?
So you're going to go do some service in some facility.
What am I thinking of? Conrad Black's another guy who's in a low security prison.
Well, that's the next level is low security.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. There's a lot of them, actually. I would have thought there was a few, like minimum, low, minimum security, high security, and maximum, and that's it, you know, but there's a bunch.
So what is low?
Low security, that's a custody level in which both the design and construction as well as the inmate classification reflect the goal of returning to the inmate a greater sense of personal responsibility and autonomy while still providing for supervision and monitoring of behavior and activity.
Oh, I got to be responsible for myself?
They're not considered a serious risk to the safety of staff, inmates, or to the public. That's low security.
Right. And I was going to say that the with minimum, I know some of these guys, they get day passes.
Right. Yeah. They can leave. They could probably leave. Yeah.
Go get a job where you can actually make some of your own money.
Close security. And close security prisons are institutions which house inmates too dangerous for low security. But did not commit a crime worthy of incarceration in a medium security facility, which is going to be the next step.
Close security. Okay.
Medium security, and that's a custody level in which design and construction as well as inmate classification reflect the need to provide secure external and internal control and supervision of inmates. Inmates accorded to this status may present a moderate escape risk or may pose a threat to other inmate staff or the orderly running of the institution.
Man.
So
if you're in one of these places, I can't imagine what's going through your head as far as escape goes. How can I get out of here?
I don't even know I'm sure a lot of them, it just doesn't go through. That's just their life, I guess. High security, that's the middle ground for violent crimes. High security institutions have highly secured perimeters featuring walls or enforced fences, multiple and single occupant cell housing, the highest staff to inmate ratio, and close control of inmate movement. So that's high. I was going to say that's pretty high, but that is high. And then there's what we, a term we usually hear, maximum security. And that's a custody level in which both design and construction, as well as inmate classification, reflect the need to provide maximum external and internal control and supervision of inmates, primarily through the use of high security perimeters and extensive use of internal physical barriers and checkpoints. Inmates accorded this status present serious escape risks or pose serious threats to themselves or other inmates, staff, and the orderly running of the institution.
So these places are also designed to prevent riots, too, I would assume. So there's a way that, you know, there's only going to be so many people in one room, and then if they all get out of hand, we can lock them down into into their own little area that they're in.
Supervision's in supervision of inmates in maximum security is direct and constant.
I would assume so, yeah.
And it goes up higher from that. There's administrative.
Wait, whoa. Maximum means that's, it's like,
what do you mean? No. There's still a couple more to go. And in fact, there's so much that we're just, we'll take a quick break and come back with the next level. Administrative security is a classification of prisons or detention centers that are for a specific purpose, such as housing mentally ill offenders or administrative maximum security, ADMAX. And these range in levels of security from minimum to ultra max, as in the case of ADX Florence in Colorado, which I guess is an administrative prison. And that's for people that have other problems, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm sure that a lot of people in maximum prison also have other problems, but they're just not getting access to these administrative prisons.
Yeah, I wonder what constitutes the real difference there. And then, finally, there's Supermax.
Supermax!
That's like a... sounds like Crime Fighter or some kind
sounds
of...
Sounds like a feminine hygiene product.
Whoa. As the name... Oh, okay.
It's like iPad.
Yeah. as the name implies, the custody level goes beyond maximum and segregating the worst of the worst criminals and terrorists who pose a threat to national security. These inmates have individual cells and are kept in lockdown for 23 hours per day. Wow. Meals are served through chuck holes in the cell door, and each inmate is permitted out of their cell for 1 hour to exercise per day alone. Wow, man. That's some super max security there.
That's a great life, isn't it? Chuck holes. I like that word.
They are permitted no contact with other inmates and are under constant surveillance via closed circuit television cameras.
I wonder if that's where the word upchuck came from.
I don't know. We'd have to look that up. That'd be nice for like a future funny words show or something, or sayings again, because there's so many that we could never get through all those. But those are the security levels in prisons. And then there's types of prisons like juvenile, military prison, political, psychiatric.
What is a juvenile prison?
Juvenile is a prison for juveniles, people under 17 or 18, depending on the jurisdiction. They're known as young offender institutes or a similar designation, and hold minors who have been remanded into custody or serving sentence.
Okay. So I didn't know that there was a prison that was actually called juvenile. Usually it was you go to a halfway home or, you know, they do something else with you.
Well, I think that's
still young.
Juvenile is like juvenile detention, juvie hall. I don't think it's necessarily
prison.
I guess they classify it as a type of imprisonment for these people, but it says youth detention center. So juvenile, you know what I mean? So it's not so military prison, like probably Guantanamo Bay.
That's pretty self-explanatory. Bad military people.
And bad military people, sure.
Can't go around just shooting anybody you want, which a lot of...
That sucks.
Military.
Anyway.
A lot of military guys get that feeling of power and they start shooting people up.
And then there's political... a political prisoner certain countries maintain or have in the past had a system of political prisons, arguably the gulags associated with Stalinism are best known. I was going to say Satanism. Stalinism. And psychiatric hospital. Some psychiatric facilities have characteristics of prison, especially when confining patients who have committed a crime and are considered dangerous. So I don't know how that fits in with the, administrative prisons, but.
I suppose there could be some overlap there, yeah.
Some overlap. I really like that. I think it's time for Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
So this week's song on Sunday Morning Music Mayhem is by The Zombies. It's called Care of Cell 44.
Technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
That is right.
Is it right? Feels right.
If it feels right, it is right.
Do it.
So what are we talking about today on Tech Talk?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Something that I could sort of had in mind was, and something I'd just gone through again, sort of. You know, I recently jailbroke an iPod Touch. We might have talked about, I don't know if we talked about it on here, or it was the Easy Mac guys on their show, easymacpodcast.com, the letter E, the letter Z. And I just jailbroke and unlocked an iPhone so that I'll be able to use it in the United States of America as a pay-as-you-go phone.
Sure.
And I found it rather simple to do, sort of. There was a lot of research involved. And to know whether you want to use Red Snow, you want to use Black Rain, you want to use the Pwnage tool, like there's different tools. And, you know, which one's best, which one's, you know, do you need an older version because you're using an older phone? All those things come into play when doing that.
Right.
And it seems that I used all the latest stuff to do this. And the only thing that I didn't use was I had to revert this thing back from 3.1.3 that was on it, the operating system, to 3.1.2.
Okay.
And which I believe, though, that you could put 3.1.3 on an old 2G iPhone and still do it because Apple is not updating the firmware any further on these. So you can update the operating system, but the firmware won't change.
All right.
Whereas the firmware on ours actually changes. And yep. Our 3.1.3 has a firmware in it that can't be broken yet. It can't be unlocked.
Oh, I see.
You can jailbreak it.
Okay.
So I couldn't actually jailbreak my phone.
They call that a 2G. Oh, I see. 2G.
They're called a 2G. I don't know why.
Because that's...
Or the Edge.
Edge network, yeah.
Phone or whatever.
Yeah.
So just, you know, for people that might want to look into something like that, if your contract's done or your you don't care about your warranty, blah, 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 you can do this with your phones. And what I used exactly was called Black Rain, which jailbroke the phone. And then there's Cydia and Rock are two applications that allow you to download all the jailbroken stuff, applications and all those things, and change your phone to, you know, the millionth degree and whatever. So they say Cydia is the better one.
That's what I've heard.
Although I find, I think that it's a little slower maybe than Rock because it's so, I don't know. It does update thing. I think it's called Rock.
Okay.
But anyway, always choose to use Cydia just because it's the, you know, the one that you hear about the most and right. whatever. So I put Cydia on the phone because it's all that Black Rain allows you to do is to put Cydia on your phone, like Cydia or the other one,
right?
And to uninstall Black Rain because it was on your phone and you can take it off after you don't need it. So
right,
that's all you can do with Black Rain after you've jailbroken it. Then with Cydia, I guess there are a few different ways to do this as well, but the one that I saw the most information on was called Boot Neuter. And Boot Neuter neuters your phone boot system somehow so that it's actually unlocked. And okay. It was pretty straightforward, pretty simple. It was a little bit confusing because it checks something. It says it can take up to 2 minutes, but if it takes longer, be patient. So it does this check, which took a little while, and then it did its thing, and you flash the drive and everything, and it says don't do anything while you flash the drive, and you right. wait again, and then it comes on checking the system again, and that just hung and hung and hung and hung, which I thought was just way too long. Like, if they say 2 minutes, but it might be a little longer, this was like 20 minutes. So I just hit the home button and got out of it and whatever, and it just all worked.
Okay, so, you know,
so it did end up sort of hanging, but yeah, and apparently it all worked. And my next step actually is to put in a SIM card from the US. And
did you put a SIM card, your old SIM card in?
No,
why wouldn't you?
And the only reason I didn't is because I didn't want any information from my SIM card to transfer onto this phone, which okay. I don't know if it will or could, but I think they can share information between the two.
Quite possible.
I didn't want to soil it anyway, so I sort of prefer to. Just see if the card works. And what I'll do is I'll go over there, I'll get a card, I will put it in, set it up while I'm there. I'll maybe bring my laptop with me, you know, sit in Panera, do it. Because I know there's a T-Mobile in the same plaza as Panera, and I thought, I'll go there and I'll do this. I'll set it up right online because that's how you really do it, unless they'll do it for me in the store.
Right.
And then see if it, you know, if it works, I'm good. And we'll let everybody know that on a future show or something. But
yeah, I'd like to see how that works out for
so,
you.
Hopefully that's going to work out, and that would be really cool. And keep everybody posted on that and move on to the Jabber quote. Not to continually be hung up on tech talk, but there's a new Microsoft Office coming for Mac. Do you, you don't use that at all or even put Word on your computer or anything?
No, sir.
Okay.
It's not for me.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Well, you can always export to it, but I still find that there are some differences between using the Microsoft stuff and...
Oh, yeah.
I open something up that's from the Microsoft, and there's going to be differences in when I resave it and whatever.
Formatting stuff, you mean?
Yeah. And even when I save it back again for others, I end up having to use the Microsoft for those differences.
Right. Depends how much you rely on, like I say, for the formatting stuff and how everything's got to look a specific way and you're collaborating.
Yeah, that's what it is, really. When you're really collaborating and it has to be...
A certain way.
It has to be that. And really, that's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, you're locked in.
Yeah, I wish they were... I mean, they're very compatible between... The two, well, the Microsoft versions, I guess, are really compatible, but the compatibility of Apple's iWork and exporting and importing in the in those, you know, I wish that was more compatible. And it's a Microsoft team on it. I mean, why is there really a difference?
I don't know.
It's a, or I'm sorry, I think it's an Apple team works in cahoots with the Microsoft to make, you know what I mean, the stuff for Mac, don't they, somehow? Somewhere there's a connection there.
Some connection
because,
somewhere.
Because whatever they're using, like I mean, iWork, well, I don't know. I guess it can't all be the same. But anyway, that's neither here nor there right now because this is a Jabber Quote.
Time.
And this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by...
Steve and Larry bringing you a private prison in your neighborhood. Just give them a call at 1-800-GIVE-ME-A-PRISON and they'll set up an appointment so you can set up your own private prison.
Prefab.
Oh, it's all prefab, yeah. It just comes in a big truck and...
And then you can make all the money.
That's what it's all about. Private prisons are all about making money.
Gloria Steinem. Do you know who that is?
She's a Jewish lady who was into a women's rights.
Steinem piano. Oh, that's Steinman. Steinham. What is it? Steinemann.
It's not coming.
Steinham.
No, it's not Steinham.
It's something like that, though, eh? Steinberger.
It's Stein, something Stein, or is it, no.
Something Stein. No, Steen. Steinstein. Do you know the Steinsteins?
Steinway.
Oh, Steinway, yeah. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay, anyway, this is a really cool quote. A pedestal is as much a prison as any small confined space.
Say it again.
What does she mean by that? A pedestal is as much a prison as any small confined space. That's great.
Yes.
I mean, it really gets you going there for a second.
Okay, let's deconstruct.
A pedestal, which you would think is, wow, great and big and you're the best and you're up on a pedestal, but that can be as small and lonely and only as a small confined space.
Like a...
Because when you're up there and you're by yourself and it's just you and you're on the, on the pedestal and the, you know what I mean? It's, that's... you know, not what you think. I think it's what's all around you, you know, can be everybody and they're looking up at you just, but when you're up there on the pedestal and you're the big cheese, yeah, it can be a lonely place, I guess. And maybe not even so lonely, but it is confined.
Yes.
Because it's just you.
I think that's the detriment of a lot of people who aren't, who need somebody.
Unless you're in a big, huge group that's on a pedestal.
Yeah, it's never that way, though.
No.
No.
So that's, I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that is interesting. I just watched the thing on PBS, Strange Days, the Doors special with Johnny Depp. Did you hear about that at all?
No, I just, I know that you were watching that because you had posted it somewhere, but whatever it was, sounds cool. The Doors are cool. And was it some kind of documentary and recent?
Yes, it's brand new. It was the first time it was aired. It was on Wednesday night.
Wow. How long was it?
It's an hour and a half.
Okay.
I recorded on my
very nice
ITV.
I'll have to get that from you. Just check it out.
Yeah, it's very cool. A lot of footage that I had never seen before, but it also kind of gets into Jim's mind, like, you know, what he was thinking. And indirectly, Johnny said that you get an impression that it was his dad who really screwed him up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. His dad wrote him like a typewritten letter saying, this is the biggest mistake you've ever made. You got to get out of this singing thing. You don't really have the talent.
You know? Right, because he was in university.
Yeah. His dad was also a big shot on a... He was like a guy who runs an aircraft carrier.
Wow. Yeah, you got to figure, how did he have money? Jim Morrison have money, you know, to go to university anyway. It must have been his dad put him up or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. His dad paid his way. And then
so was there some interview with Morrison too? Because I never really see that much of interview stuff and talking to him and all those things.
You know? See, the interesting, they went to art school, film school.
Right.
So you see a lot of film stuff, film that you wouldn't normally see back in that time, like, you know, in 67, 68, because they had cameras.
Who did?
The band.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, there's cameras laying around because they have them there.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. You never really think of that, but you can tell that, you know, the narrative was saying one thing and they take footage of something else that has nothing to do with what he's saying, but they make it, you know, they make it like it is connected in somehow, but really isn't connected.
That's how they make the story.
That's how they make the story, right? Exactly. And and the footage they show is really interesting, stuff you've never seen before. And it's a very interesting ordeal. But I was just going to say, I think that's what happened to Jim Morrison and probably Kurt Cobain and, you know, all these other dudes who committed suicide after they got too big. They get to a spot where they feel so isolated and lonely, you know, that, yeah, they've made it or whatever, but where did you make it to? You just basically pinned yourself into a corner or put yourself on a pedestal where no one can really access you or, you know, have a, you know, any kind of intrapersonal kind of relationship.
Wasn't there a song by the Doors or something on maybe LA? Is it LA Woman or something about prison? Prison in my own mind or anything like that? Words that comes to mind somehow. I'm not sure what, I can't remember what it is, but.
I'm sorry, that's not ringing a bell with me. Hmm. I'm sure there is.
I'm mistaken, but I really dig the Doors.
Oh, yeah.
Hear that train a coming, rolling round the bend.
What the heck?
Oh, Johnny Cash. We were going to do a song for Sunday Morning Music Mayhem this week, some Johnny Cash. Let's see. Do you have the Jabbercast webpage available? Let's see if we can get there faster. I'm there. Done. I just wanted to let the fine folks know what was coming up next week. And why did we even bother? Because next week's show is Animal Waste.
What do you mean, why did we even bother?
Well, I mean, that's just a ridiculous topic. Who's the producers?
Oh, it's really Animal Waste.
Yes.
What?
Is there any importance to this topic at all? You might think not, but we will learn you otherwise, and you may be surprised or grossed out.
You obviously put that in there for a specific reason.
Did I?
Why would you pick Animal Waste?
Why not?
Why couldn't it just be Waste?
Well, because I think there's more goes on with Animal Waste. Animal waste is sort of a more useful thing. They use animal waste to grow things and not human waste. Animal waste is other animals interact somehow with other animal waste. And I think there's more goes on with animal waste than human feces.
Same
and waste.
For the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do not have to. You know what a topic I want you to do on?
Oh, what?
Is chemtrails.
Oh,
if
right.
If we do animal waste, let's do chemtrails.
Okay, I got that down in the notes.
Because it's funny, I was looking on the Windsor Star, and somebody put a comment in, and in the comment it said, look up in the sky today, you're going to see some chemtrails are spraying us right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we're being sprayed, or is it just from some planes leave chemtrails?
Some planes do leave chemtrails. Those are called contrails.
But
the ones that are
spraying us. They spray us. Why do you think your back's sore in the morning and everything, or you get a headache? We're scammed so bad it ain't even funny.
Chemtrails are much lower to the earth, whereas those guys are up at, you know, 50, 60,000 feet or not that high, 35,000 feet.
Yeah, and maybe the song for that week will be under what is it, Rolling Stones, Under Your Thumb? Under My Thumb. Got you under my thumb. Because that's where the government has us, that's for sure.
It was interesting on Jimmy Fallon this week. It was the Rolling Stones week. They had... Chuck Lavelle was sitting in with the Roots.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Jimmy Fallon at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's I like it better than the other guy, the Australian guy or whoever he is.
Oh, Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
I like both of those guys.
Fallon's pretty good.
He's got a geek kind of side to him. He talks a lot about technology and stuff.
Yeah, I like him though. I've liked him from Saturday Night Live or whatever.
Saturday Night Live, yeah. anybody with the Roots, they did a Rolling Stones. It was a Rolling Stone weekend. I had Chuck Lavelle sitting in. And they did a whole bunch of Rolling Stones tunes, which is cool. And the night that I happened to be watching them, they had Mick and Keith remotely doing a top 10 type list. Okay. Or pros and cons, it was. And Jimmy would be go, the pros to this is to whatever. I'm forgetting what they're talking about. But and then the con, they would switch back to Keith. And those guys are like hilarious for old dudes.
Yeah.
And they're way too funny.
You just gave me a great idea. Jabbercast top 10. Wouldn't that be cool?
What are you talking about?
Having a Jabbercast top 10 on our shows. That may be related to, you know, whatever, what we think are the top 10 prisons or whatever.
Oh, a segment.
Something, yeah.
Oh,
like a new segment, top 10 segment.
That means you're going to have to record an ID.
Well, it means you will have to record.
I'll do an ID.
I'll do it. Yeah.
And we'll keep it short.
Yeah, yeah, 30 seconds.
Keep the ID short.
Dan. okay, so yeah, there you have next week is Animal Waste. Animal Waste. That'll be a lot of fun. You're not going to want to miss that. And you can keep up with our show topics and so forth. Listen to the shows live Sunday mornings.
Sometimes.
11 a.m.
Oh, yeah. No, you can always listen to the show live Sunday morning.
Yeah, show's always...
It's always going to be broadcast live from our website, which you can find at thejabbercast.com. There's a Ustream player right there.
And contacting us?
You can contact us by email at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And you can call our toll-free phone line. Mm-hmm.
We need something. Well, that would be cool. Will anybody call? I don't know. But that would be nice to be able to take calls. We can just do it on Skype. All we have to do is plug Skype through. That's like nothing. We don't even need it. Just a,
they have to
we have
Skype.
A Jabbercast Skype thing. Yeah, they have to have Skype or...
it's not a real phone.
Right. Unless we have a Skype in. But the only Skype in is a U.S. number. Closest one to us. Like that's the cheapest probably.
Right, whereas with, it's money.
We'd need to know where the demographic of our listeners are.
Right.
So, anyway, we'll think of something. We'll do something for the peeps.
I got to go to work.
All right, we're out of here, and have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.